Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I just realized what that song was that we've been playing. It is currently 8:15, and we are here live. Jason Williams, District Attorney, joins us now to talk about what's going on. How you doing, DA Jason Williams?
Good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I got to ask about Mom. How's she doing?
She's doing really wonderful, man. I'm blessed to have her still with me. Thank you.
Y'all getting out, seeing a little bit of the Super Bowl stuff all around with the lights in Jackson Square and all that? Jason? Did he drop out, Tim? All right, we'll get back with Jason Williams in a second. He's going to talk about the importance of funding education in a community after Mayor LaToya Cantrell wants to renegotiate a deal. $20 million legal settlement, programs that include or provide mental health services and job training to students. Promised funding for the next decade that could be in jeopardy, and the city council members had a press conference the other day, including Jason Williams, who's not a city council member, obviously the district attorney, but it goes to the importance of education. So I was asking Jason before we cut out, you and Mom have a chance to head out and see some of the stuff going on in the city with the Super Bowl, like the lights in Jackson Square and so forth?
We have not, man. I've had just a little bit too much work in 2025. It's been all curves and no breaks.
Find some time to spend time with your mama. That's what you're supposed to do. Let's talk about what's going on with the mayor, and take us back for context, Jason, for people that missed the story with Super Bowl and everything else. What happened with this funding issue?
So there was a tax that was being collected for quite some time, many, many years. A percentage of that was supposed to go to the school system, and it simply wasn't going. The city was collecting it, but that money was not being allocated to the school system. It's over $100 million that is owed. There's been a dispute. There's been lawsuits about that. A few months ago, I believe it was late October, early November, city council, along with some administration officials, we're working together to try to find a settlement that would end the lawsuit and would get our schools funded so that our kids would have the teachers in place come next year. They agreed on an amount. They worked out a term sheet. There was a line item put in the budget that was amended by the administration and signed off on. And it appears between last week and Monday, there's reversal of the commitment to pay that money to the school system. As a lawyer, when you work to resolve and settle something, when two parties do that and you commit to it, you can't back out of that. That's a commitment. That's a promise. And there's ample evidence of it. I've worked with Councilmember Geruso. And he is meticulous for details, as you know. He's head of the budget committee, always dots every I, crosses every T. I've seen the paperwork. And, you know, beyond that, this was a commitment to our children. You can't break promises to kids.
So I'm going to call on the lawyer part of you here. Not, you know, again, this is not any kind of criminal thing that you're looking at. Just to be clear, Jason Williams is not on for that. He's on, and we'll talk about that in a minute, about the importance of these programs in education when it comes to keeping kids out of the juvenile justice system. But when it comes to this whole precursor to this, where did the dispute come in? I'm confused about what the law called for, the money was collected. Where did this dispute arise?
You know, there was no dispute. The city, school, no, there's nobody who says this money is not owed to schools. That's clear. Mm. The issue is it wasn't paid for such a long period of time that it was well beyond what was owed by 2025 was well beyond what the city could afford. And so both sides struck a deal for upfront money, I think it was about $20 million, with a commitment to continue to fund important programs that are really keeping kids out of the criminal justice system. This is not, I'm not being hyperbolic when I say this. You are absolutely right. When schools are properly funded, I'm not saying well-funded. I'm just saying properly funded. The criminal justice system has a whole lot less work. That's a fact, right? And I think of this the same way I think of the issue with the police department. Several years ago, when people were talking about funding issues, not paying police enough, not having enough money dedicated to making sure we have a right-sized police department, those cries were ignored. And then we got to a point where we couldn't make up the difference. We couldn't. We had the money, but we couldn't find the police. We couldn't find people who wanted to come and do the work. And if schools don't have this money, let's play it forward. If schools don't have this money or this commitment of the money, at least, when they're getting ready for the next school year, these teachers are going to take jobs elsewhere if they don't know that there is a place for them in Orleans Parish. And then, as always, when in the 11th hour, when the city finds the money, we won't have teachers available. There's already a teacher shortage. And it's a very sort of precarious situation as it relates to public safety.
Let me take a break and we'll continue to try to sort all this out when we come back. We're talking to DA Jason Williams as we continue to broadcast live here at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row and the Morial Convention Center. It's powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso, celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans. And when we come back, I'm just curious if this money's been collected and then the city said it doesn't have it. Where to go? Where is it? We'll be right back on WWL right now. Look at traffic. All right, 8:25 now, talking to DA Jason Williams about Mayor Cantrell reneging on a deal to pay the school system $20 million. When $36 million was collected, correct me, Jason Williams, if I'm saying anything wrong here. So I guess I'm wondering, and people are texting in, if $36 million was collected and the settlement was $20 million, what happened to the other $16 million, and where's that money been in the meantime? If the city doesn't have it, where did it go?
You know, those are all good questions. Somebody should have some answer to those. And I believe more money was actually collected than just 36. And I think more money, a lot more money, is owed to the school board over the course of the years that it was collected. And you know, end of the day, it was collected. I would imagine it's been spent on other priorities, but that doesn't change a commitment and a promise and an agreement that it was supposed to go to the school system, which means that children of the city have been deprived of huge sums of money over the course of years. And this was an effort, this agreement 2 months ago or 3 months ago was an effort to correct it and agree to it. Now, the school agreed to an amount that probably is close to maybe a quarter on a dollar or something along those lines. It's not the full amount that's owed to them. And as a lawyer, I can tell you that was a very reasonable resolution. A lot of money was left on the table. It helped the city out of from a fiscal crisis. There are always a number of other priorities, but I don't think there's any priority that's more important than the well-being of our young people. And when we don't invest in them, we see those results in the juvenile justice system and in the adult criminal justice system. And we can avoid that right now. We can get in front of that. We can plan better to get better outcomes. And whether you have children or not in the school system, you still share the broken sidewalks with them. And you're going to be in this community. We've all seen atrocities occur with young people being truant, not in school seats, and bad decisions are made. This is some of this money will go to at-risk youths, not just kids that are doing everything we're asking them to do, but this is school system money. School system has a plan and a strategy that they've put in place with fidelity. They have really good numbers, Tommy, across the state. We've got some of the best numbers in the country in terms of raising the bar for our young people. So to tinker around with the funding right now really doesn't seem prudent.
If you don't get that education, is the first step, the most economic step, the most positive step, Christian, whatever word you want to use, the right thing to do to keep kids out of the criminal justice system, that can't help you. But given that you do presume that, when it comes to unpacking all of this, Jason, under whose purview does that come? Who looks into where the money was collected or where was it spent? Would that be up to the inspector general to do? Or
I'm sure the inspector general has a role in that. If there were any misappropriations, I think there certainly should have been some protocols in place so that the mistake of this money not going to the school contemporaneously when it was collected. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions from the inspector general. I'm sure the council. I think they're having a hearing on February the 11th to discuss all of these issues. But at the end of the day, you know, we need to take politics out of this. We need to realize this is a crisis situation. When we find the money in the 11th hour, when the administration finds money in the 11th hour, it's going to be too late. So whether it means keeping the commitment and bringing it up into installments that the city can afford or pushing the due date back on the money that was agreed upon, there's a lot of other middle ground that I think can be found between all parties. But we need to get and be about the business of finding that resolution quickly and not let it turn political, not let it be us against them. This is 100% about the children of this city, and we will pay in the long run if we don't resolve this in the short term.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time and your insights. This just, to me, looks like a big old giant jigsaw puzzle, and I got half the pieces. We're broadcasting live from the Morial Convention Center, the host committee's media center on Radio Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and so more when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.